This is Charlotte Cleary. It's July 1st, 2016. I'm here with Taquan Davis at the Hudson Library, the History Room, and I'm talking to him for the Hudson Area Archives. Do you want to introduce yourself?
How you doing? I'm Taquan, and I work for Kite Smith, and I live in Hudson.
Tell me about a place that you like to go in Hudson.
We right here. Well, not literally right here, but up here on Fifth Street. That's mostly where all my friends at, and we don't do nothing to hang out, but there's nothing to do anywhere else.
What would you wish that there was to do?
I don't know. I just wish there was something more to do for kids out here, because there's not really nothing to do out here. And I feel like they have a lot of stuff like that shouldn't be here. Like, they have, like, I don't know how many, but a lot of antique shops. And I feel like there shouldn't be as much antique shops.
Why?
Because we got room for more other stuff, like more restaurants or something that people need, you know, like a grocery store that's somewhere close to walk to, because people have to go get you need a ride to go get your groceries, so there's nowhere to walk. But there's 100 antique shops out here when there shouldn't be.
Are there any other places you wish were in Hudson or more available?
I don't know. Probably buses. They used to have buses, but not anymore. I feel like a lot of people here doesn't have transportation to get to places. And I feel like a bus is good. And it was like $1 just to get on the bus. But so now people either have to take a taxi or find a ride. So I feel like they should have buses out here.
Where would you want to take the bus?
Basically anywhere in Hudson. Well, somewhere that's far. Like, if on 7th, take a bus ride down to Front Street. Or if we're like at the library, if we need to go back to Kite's Nest, I just feel like there should be a bus that just goes through Hudson, and wherever you need to get dropped off, that's where you get dropped off.
How do you feel about Kite's Nest?
Kite's Nest, I feel like, I really like Kite's Nest. I feel like Kite's Nest has brung a lot of knowledge to stuff I didn't know was going on, or stuff that was happening, and that a lot they put me on to. So, and I feel like Kite's Nest keeps me out of trouble. So, I feel real good about Kite's Nest and the stuff they do.
When you say that you've been put on to things at Kite's Nest or getting knowledge, like, what kind of things are you talking about?
Like, what do you think? Like, they done let me know, like the laws, you know? Some that some people don't know, and they should do. And the cops just think they can do anything because you don't know the law. And, like, stuff that's going on in Hudson, like, we should know about. I don't really know, like, what to say, but, like, I can't think right now. Can't really say right now, I don't know.
Well, what's going on in Hudson right now?
Not really nothing right now, but when stuff goes down, usually like something that happens to somebody in the community, you know, that like everyone's hearing about, or someone that's going to court for something that like the whole community gets into, something like that.
Can you think of any specific instance?
This is not in Hudson, but we went to this rally. This kid, he lives right across the bridge in Catskill, and he moved to Albany and did something. Well, I guess he stole some shoes from someone, and I guess they, we went there, I guess, to try to get his sentence lowered. And his mom was talking on TV, and sister and grandma, where they wanted him to have like 10 years or more than that, where I don't think it was really that serious to give him all the years just for some shoes. We could have had like 3 years or something simple like that. Like, he still did a crime, so yeah. But just to overdo it with the years is just too much.
What laws did you learn about at Kite's Nest?
Like, there's one, like, if you're in a passenger and someone's getting pulled over, you don't have to answer nothing. The question is at the cops. Say to you, because it's not your car and you're not driving, so they're not stopping you. So you can get out and leave, or you don't have to answer none of the questions. And I didn't know that before.
What are the cops like in Hudson?
I don't know. I don't like cops in Hudson. You have some good cops, but at the same time, there's some cops that just do too much. Me and my friends, we play basketball at the middle school sometimes, and some girls broke into the middle school, so now every time we go play basketball there, they tell us we can't be there, and they kick us off. But it's like this one cop that only does any other cop. They know we didn't break into it, so they just let us go. But it's this one cop, he'd just always kick us off of the property and tell us to leave. And the middle school is the only place that has like lights at night, so we can play basketball. So, I don't know. And like the same cop that kicked us off, like me and my friends were hanging out on Fifth, and he comes off and kicked us off from Fifth Street. And then after that, we go down street and he like follows us. But I don't know. Other than that, some cops are all right, but some cops just do too much.
Has it always been like that?
Yes. I think it's been like this I didn't think I really noticed it for a while, but I think it's been going on for a long time.
When you say you and your friends mainly hang out on Fifth, why do you think that is?
Like, why do we always hang out on Fifth? I don't know. It just seems like that's the spot where there's always people outside, you know? Or it's, because in Hudson, there's nothing to do. Like, people always say they can't wait till the summer, and summer comes, it's nothing. No one comes outside, or there's nothing to do. So I just feel like that's the spot where people's always outside. So we go outside and hang out with people. But because anywhere else, there's nobody. Except unless you go on Warren Street.
Are there places that you and your friends avoid?
Not really. I don't think there's like any dangerous spots or places we shouldn't be in Hudson. Hudson is a good place, but it's not like some dangerous place. Because I don't hear people like say, they act like Hudson is like Chicago, where people are just killing each other left and right, when Hudson is really just a regular town, just like any other.
Why do you think people think that?
I don't know. Half the time, the people that say it have never even been to Hudson. I don't know. Like, this kid in my school, he said, I went to a school where, like, all the towns near, like, kids come there from Catskill, from Carroll, from Greenville, from all over. And he said one time his friend was walking down the street and got stabbed. This is not somewhere where you could just get stabbed. So either his friend must have been doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, or his friend just lied, because this is not like a place I think you should be worried about if you're safe or not. And I don't know, it's not like, I don't know how they feel, but I feel like this not.
What do you like about Hudson?
I like Hudson that I feel like certain times Hudson is not together. Like, I don't know, it's like scattered all over. But at certain times that Hudson is put together and they come as one. Like, there's this girl named Gia. She like something wrong with her, so like she's sick. And there's a time that like the whole Hudson had a march for her all the way from up from the park all the way down. So stuff like that, Hudson comes together. Like when Trayvon Martin died, we did a walk. And stuff like that, Hudson comes together. There's a girl that killed herself, and at a football game, everybody got together, let go for balloons for her. Like stuff like that, Hudson comes together.
What are the surrounding towns like?
What are they like? To be honest, I can't really say. I know, because I really don't go nowhere except but Hudson or other places. I don't really go to other places. Like, Casco, I don't know what they're really like, but I don't think it's bad over there. I don't really know what's going to go over there. There's like, I don't know. I don't really think there's, I really don't really be worried about other places because I don't live there. I don't go there. So I just worry about what happened in Hudson.
Can you tell me or walk me through a normal day in Hudson?
A normal day in Hudson? A normal day in Hudson is in the morning, nobody's outside. People start coming out like probably afternoon, starting to get cool, sun start going out. I don't know. I say Hudson is pretty wild. Like the weirdest stuff happens, but that is Hudson, so it like happens all the time. So I say an average day is like police checking, messing with people, see if they're doing a regular day. Stuff happens all the time that I think you probably wouldn't see nowhere else. Like last week or 2 weeks ago, I just seen a naked girl fighting. Like, I don't even know where she came from. She like came out of nowhere. but stuff like that happens all the time. Probably, that's it.
When you think of home, are there any particular like images that come to your mind?
Home as in like hometown, or like home as in any home? I think as in like a home, like hometown, I think of like the high rise, because something that's always been here for so long. Like the old library, but now it's like, it's not the library no more, but stuff that's been here for long time and haven't changed. Like the middle school. Like in middle school and John, it was two schools that didn't change, but like the high school, they didn't renovate it and fixed up. Like those two schools stayed the same for many years. That's when I think of as in home.
What else hasn't changed?
I don't know. I'd probably too much things stay the same. So it's only like a couple things like I named, like the high rise, the school. Not really too much things that stay the same.
What does it feel like to be in a place that's not, that doesn't stay the same, that's changing?
I don't know. Probably looking at it like I've never been here before. Probably like a different place. It's like things happen so fast. Cause I feel like every day there's something changing now. Like especially school, like the test, like how they're making it harder. Just you gotta pass the test just to graduate. It's just so many things up. I don't even know. Like, everything's changing. And in a blink of an eye, like, I didn't change. I done went from running around doing stuff I shouldn't to graduate. To years where people probably thought I would never graduate. But I did, so I think stuff is changing, people changing, everything's changing.
You mentioned tests. What do you think about tests?
Tests, man. I done went through and told me like if I didn't pass these four tests, like I'm not graduating. So I then went from doing no work to doing everything I can to staying up late nights doing work just so I can pass. Like, and they told me I could get like a regular diploma where I didn't have to take tests. But like if I go to college, that don't mean nothing where I went to. But I wanted to get a regular diploma. And so many tests, and it's like half of the stuff you learn, it's not even on there. And now they have this new test, I forgot what it's called, and it's like on the scene where kids don't cry, they done got straight A's and still can't pass this test. Like, me, I had 4 tests, A's 2 my junior year, passed 1 beginning of my senior year, and then at the end, I'm supposed to have took a history, but until my teacher told me I didn't have to, because all my tests, I got higher than average, like 80s, 90s, so I was relieved that I passed the test and I didn't have to take it, and I graduated.
When you said before that some people might not have thought that you would graduate, who were you thinking of?
Like teachers. There had been a teacher that told me, like, like 2 years before this, I never thought you'll be graduating. Like, and it's like, just people you know that just think, like, you're not done graduating. Like, I don't know. Like, but I even think my own mom probably thought I was gonna graduate, but it's like, I don't know. Do what you gotta do. And I done graduated. It's like teachers, friends, like family, everybody that think, I wouldn't graduate, but I done did what I had to do and graduated.
How do you feel now that you're graduated?
I feel good. I still feel the same, but I feel good to graduate. And I feel good that all the people that I thought I wouldn't graduate, how they feeling now? Like, I feel like I came a long way from nothing. Like, I really turned something into nothing. Really turned nothing into something. Like, I never thought I'd be able to do half the stuff I did in school. But I did it. And it feels good to graduate.
What do you see in your future?
I don't know. Probably me being a chef. I've been going to school for cooking. Went to a couple competitions. Even went to 2 state competitions. And I'm thinking of going to college for cooking. And I'm just hoping roll somewhere, probably have a business or something. But you know, I can't really tell. I don't know, because like I said, things change all the time. So I'm just waiting to see whatever happens.
What about cooking appeals to you?
Like, can you rephrase that?
What about cooking do you like?
Cooking, I don't know, just like everything about cooking. And like, I started cooking from like my grandma. My grandma was always in the kitchen cooking, and my great grandma, my auntie, all good cooks, and I'm always been around, like, in the kitchen helping and stuff. So when I had the chance to go cook at school and go do something, that I just took cooking, because that's something I always seen when I was little. And when I was a little kid, I don't know why, but I always told myself, like, I'll become a chef. And then, like, I never realized until like now, like, dang, I told myself I'm gonna be a chef now. I'm going to school for cooking. I'm about to be in college cooking. So maybe, hopefully, I can become like a private chef for like families or something. That's what my first ideal I wanted to be. But maybe, I don't know, a restaurant sounds good. So, I don't know, wherever I take myself in the next few years. Probably move out of Hudson and go do something. Now, me and my auntie are looking for some place to cook, to start like a restaurant. But until then, I'm just gonna keep doing what I do and start college in a few months.
Tell me about your auntie.
Auntie Leslie, she a good cook, and it's like she always throw cookouts, everything. It's like she cook it herself. She don't ask people for help or whatever, and she has like her own recipes. She like makes Jamaican food. She make English food, a lot of different food, desserts, everything. And I just hope she can teach me some of the stuff she does in the kitchen, because she's amazing at it. And she just, she said she learned, because when I was little, my great-grandpa and grandma always had to work, so she had to be like the mom and cook. So she said that's where she started. And she's always cooking something new, or always throwing parties, cooking, everything. So, hopefully, I can be like that.
Who else has had a big influence on your life?
I feel like there's a lot of people out there I should be. I'm not gonna say I did graduate and did all this, become what I became by myself, because I didn't. There's a lot of people that did so much for me and put hard work into teaching me and doing things for me. Like Kite Tech, like Nicole and Kai. Like, there's some people that you have for life. Like, they done taught me stuff. They done kept me out of trouble. My teacher, Ferranda, she got me into the school. Like, and ever since then, she been making sure I do what I gotta do and when I gotta do it. And she been there every step along the way. And I have to say, my girlfriend, because she's a big help too. Always making sure I do my work or do what I had to do to get it done. Because I'll be like, all right, I'll do it later, or forget about it. And she'll be like, no, you do it now, or like that. And Quentin, he was like one of the first. Quentin and SBK, one of the first people when I got in trouble that helped me out. Got me there. I think they're the people that introduced me into Kai and Nicole. And my teacher out in at Cuesta, my chef, Kai and taught me some things in the kitchen. She even bought me this knife, like one of the perfect knife. Like, I don't know. My chef, I feel like there's no other person like him. He knew I can do stuff I thought I could never do. And he pushed me to the limit. And my teacher, Le Mountain, my class teacher that got me ready for the test. Like, they thought I cheated on the test because the way he helped me to pass. Because the school thought I'd never pass. And even though me and him used to fight all the time, but I'm thankful I have. Because before him, I'd probably still be in school. I never failed, never or nothing. I graduated on time. So, for all them people I'm thankful for.
Tell me about your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, her name is Larissa. And I don't know, it's a lot to say about her. She a people person. She one of the people that really got me on track, got me doing what I do. Like, I don't know, it's just, I feel like I met nobody like her. She was, I don't really know, but yeah, but me and her, we might move to North Carolina. So I'll go to college out in North Carolina somewhere and start something, because staying out in Hudson, it's not going to get me nowhere. And she taught me a couple stuff. Her family loved me. I love her family. Her family loved me. So, like, I don't know.
What has she taught you?
Let me see. School is a big thing. Because me, I wasn't really worried about school. Well, I was worried about school, but, like, I didn't really know a lot. Like, I'll go to school probably not paying attention. And she, like, helped me with my homework and stuff. Did all she can and make sure I did it right.
When you said that these people helped you do what you do, what do you mean?
Like these people done taught me life skills, like stuff that everybody should know that I didn't know. Like these people really done went over the line for me for anything, for a job, to help me get a job, to for school, for anything in my life. Basically these people was like people that just come in your life and go, but to me, I just can't let them go, because they came a part of my life. Like teachers, usually people just, you have a teacher and you forget about her or whatever in the past few years. I met this teacher when I was in 7th grade, and she stayed with me through 12th, all the way to 12th grade. And we wasn't even in the same school. Like, I got her number. We text. We talk all the time. I've been to her house, cooked for her. Like, she done did so much for me. And like, I just feel like these people, they didn't have no room into just going how far they went. And but they did. So I gotta be grateful for that.
You said you wanna leave Hudson maybe with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
If you could hold on to one memory of Hudson, what would it be?
If I could hold on to any memory in Hudson, it would be Flag Day. Because Flag Day, that's when everybody comes out everybody that you know for a long time. Everybody you haven't seen that then left Hudson, they come back. Hudson, so they come back for Flag Day. That's something that everybody comes back. People that don't even live in Hudson or whatever, they come up. So I feel like if I leave, that'll be one thing I remember, because that's a chance where I seen family that don't live in Albany that I don't see all the time. They come out. Friends that I seen, haven't seen in a couple years, they come for Flag Day. So I feel like that'll be a memory if I leave Hudson.
Describe what Flag Day looks like to a person who's never been in Hudson.
Flag Day is, it starts all the way up on 7th Street, and it's a parade that goes all the way down on 1, all the way down the front and down to the, down by Kites Nest to the waterfront. And then after that, it's like, they have parades, and you could, like, anybody could sign up to do a parade. You go in and do whatever you want. And there's, you know, you got the Army in there. You got the youth program, SBK, Kites Nest. You have sometimes the football team goes up, cheerleaders, and people do all their own thing. And then after that, you down, got by the waterfront. You have food people make. You got rides for the kids, and then everybody just hangs up after that. And at dawn, that's when they have fireworks. And sometimes they have airplane show. So that's 4th of July. I mean, not 4th of July, Flag Day.
Airplane show?
Yeah. Where, like, I don't know. It's like some crazy thing where it just looks like planes about to crash into each other, and they just do all this weird turn around and upside down stuff. I don't know.
Is there anything else you want to say or talk about?
I ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to say your name actually one last time?
Hey everybody, this is Tequan Davis.